Canadians have been closely associated with the former Soviet Union, artistically speaking. Montreal-born bass baritone George London sang the title role in Mussorgsky's Boris Godunov at the Bolshoi Theatre. Glenn Gould gave several piano recitals there to rave reviews. And the renowned Canadian soprano Lois Marshall also contributed to the Moscow musical scene. Much later in her career, she also appeared in a Canadian opera production of Eugene Onegin. The tape recordings of her Russian recitals were smuggled out of the Soviet Union and cleaned up acoustically. Now, if that sounds like something out of James Bond, let's hear the full story, as set out in this documentary by CBC Toronto radio music producer Eitan Cornfield.
In the fall of 1958, the Toronto-born soprano Lois Marshall was 34 years old and at the height of her vocal powers. She was making a Russian debut, accompanied by her vocal teacher and husband-to-be, pianist Weldon Kilburn. The concert would become the stuff of legend, a Cold War sensation on the order of Glenn Gould's visit the year before, and performances that would soon follow by the likes of Van Cliburn, Maureen Forrester, and Vladimir Horowitz. Lois Marshall's Moscow debut would create such a sensation, she'd be invited back for 8 more Russian tours. Those of us not lucky enough to have been there or to have heard the live broadcast could only imagine what the Moscow audience heard that night. We could only imagine it, that is, until a visitor from Edmonton arrived at the CBC's Toronto Broadcast Center not long ago. He came to my office clutching a cardboard box.
Tell me what we're looking at.
Well, we are looking at a very old yellowish box which contains a reel-to-reel tape. And this is a precious tape because when I decided to do my thesis on Lois Marshall, I got a paper from my musical institute where I was studying to the Soviet radio with a request that such and such student is doing such and such work, please provide him with the sound material. So they, without hesitation, they gave me a copy of the tape with the Lois Marshall concert, which was, as I found later, illegally recorded by the Soviet radio because this was supposed to be a live broadcast and they didn't have the right to record it at all. But they did and they kept it, and I got this tape.
Alexander Tumanov is professor emeritus at the University of Alberta, a specialist in Russian and Slavic studies. He's a singer, writer, and conductor. In 1958, Tumanov was writing musical criticism and studying voice at the Moscow Conservatory. It was there that he first encountered Lois Marshall.
It was in the great hall of the conservatory, a fantastic hall with beautiful acoustics. It's a very spacious platform with a beautiful organ in the back, and it was probably two-thirds full. So we were waiting. And there is a big way from the side door on the stage to the piano. So the door opened, and then Lois Marshall appeared. And it was a shock. It was a shock because she was terribly limping. Something was wrong. And quite quickly people realized that she was an invalid. And this was a shock because in the Soviet Union there were no invalids. They didn't exist because they were an embarrassment for the communist system. Communist system doesn't have imperfect people. They are all perfect. So it was a very long way and she limped forward. She established herself in front of the piano, and when she was standing straight, suddenly everybody saw an absolutely beautiful woman. The torso, the neck, the face, the hairdo, it was magnificent. And then she started singing, and this was a miracle.
Oh, The first Moscow concert, the hall was maybe two-thirds full. They didn't know who we were.
Weldon Kilburn spent 35 years as Lois Marshall's teacher and accompanist. They'd already been working together for 20 years at the time of that first Moscow concert.
We started off doing our usual sort of thing. And the applause became a little bit more exuberant as time went on. By the time the concert was over, the crowd just came right out of the seats, right up to the stage. And you'd see these people with tears running down their cheeks and smiling faces, of course, and hands all stretched out. They wanted us to just take their hands. And they kept on insisting on encores. I can't tell you how many we did. We learned a little better after a while, but I'll bet you we did about 20 encores in that first concert. Just went on and on and on. And, of course, after that concert, they said, well, when you're through the rest of the tour, you must come back to Moscow and do another one, which we did. And that time the hall was packed.
Scarlatti, Fialca.
Lois Marshall's recital was unlike anything the Russian audience had ever heard. To begin with, there was her choice of repertoire. Purcell, Scarlatti, Handel, Mahler, Barber, and the folk songs of the British Isles. This was a breath of fresh air for hardened Moscow concertgoers. In conversation with broadcaster Pat Patterson, Marshall recalled that she sang what she always sang, but with some surprising results.
Have you found any one segment of the vocal literature that seems to go over best with Russian audiences?
Well, there was our English songs were terribly well received, and also people came to us and asked us for our music. There was one day when the lobby of our hotel was practically filled with people copying our music.
Is that right?
From morning till night, yes.
What English songs were these?
Well, they were English folk songs and some old English songs, you know, some of the Elizabethan songs. And these, this music is not available, I guess, in Russia, you see, and that's why they were so eager to get the copies of the music.
The songs of the British Isles, of course, charmed us because simplicity and beauty of the music, and Lois Marshall was very instrumental in delivering this simplicity and beauty.
Alexander Tumanov.
And I remember one of the songs. It was about the flower, the lily. It was so white, so pure, and the voice would go up and up and up, and on the top, suddenly, I heard some kind of reverberation. And it was a surprise because it felt like above her head appeared some kind of a dome and changed the acoustics. This magical sound was absolutely unexpected. Even until now, it's a mystery to me how she was able to do such a thing.
Английская песня 17 века. Видели ли вы, как цветет лилия?
Have you marked out the fallen?
Early music, English folk songs, this was all new to the Russians. But what really stopped the show was her performance of Manuel de Falla's seven Spanish songs. Alexander Tumanov.
The Spanish songs by de Falla were absolute sensation for us. The first thing was that she was able to completely change the mood and the character of her voice for each song. I remember one song in which each stanza was ending with the word madre.